Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. In Malachi chapter 2, as most of you already know, we have a description of God's covenant with Levi. It's found in verses 4 through 9. It is a rather intriguing section because it talks about something that gets very little emphasis in the rest of the Old Testament scriptures, and yet with the information that we pick up from the book of Malachi, we can go back and find a great deal of the things that Malachi mentions earlier in the Old Testament, but it's not lying on the surface. You have to dig to find it. But in this section, we find God's purpose for this covenant, the effect, the intended effect, and the actual effect of this covenant, and then finally, its abandonment, what happened then, and what happens now when this activity that is involved in God's covenant with Levi is not faithfully carried on. So that's what we're going to look at today and hopefully finish up this section. Thank you for joining me on this Friday, November 1. Thank you for remembering that we depend upon your gifts in order to maintain this ministry. I begin by reading the verses in view. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you. That refers back to the curses which God is putting upon the priests because of their unfaithfulness. But he says the judgment, the curses are going to serve as a judgment, a chastening judgment, so that God will be able to extend his covenant. Then you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and turned many away from iniquity, for the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have departed from the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. Quickly reviewing, the purpose for this covenant, we're told in verse 5, was to bring life and peace, to bestow divine blessing, namely life and peace, that's the essence of the divine blessing, and to cause the Levites and subsequently the people that they taught to fear God. That was the purpose. The effect of the covenant was to bring about that fear of God so that God might bestow the blessings of life and peace. And to break that down further, we find in verses 5 through 7, the effect was that it produced a godly fear, godly speech, godly behavior, and godly influence. But when it was abandoned, as we read about in verses 8 and 9, then bad things happened. Then the blessings went away. Then the effect for which the covenant was given disappeared. Then the benefits that it was designed to bestow no longer pertained. And so the abandonment took place when priests, as we read in verses 8 and 9, departed from the way and corrupted the covenant with Levi by failing to fulfill their responsibilities and showed partiality. We talked about that. That's the last part of verse 9, the very last statement, but have shown partiality in the law. And that apparently refers to gave preferential treatment to favored portions of God's law, overlooking other portions. They showed partiality in the law. They highlighted certain parts of God's word because they approved of those and they suited their purposes, but they ignored other parts of God's word. Instead of teaching the whole counsel of God, they selected the parts that, for whatever reason, they deemed to be acceptable and useful and helpful in some way, and they ignored the rest. Now, I don't need to tell you that that is a present danger today. Preachers today may do the same thing, and unquestionably, some are, and I think I would not be going too far to say that many are doing exactly that, teaching the portions of God's word that they find acceptable, refusing to deal with other portions of God's word that they find unacceptable for whatever reason. That's what God means when he says the priests have shown partiality in the law. And the effect of this abandonment was that it caused many to stumble. Verse 8, but you have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law. They not only failed to turn people away from iniquity, but actually encouraged people to violate God's word. They caused many to stumble. They caused people to disobey the law of God because, number one, they did not understand God's law because it was not being taught. Only certain portions were being taught, but the priests were being partial and showing partiality in regard to the law. And so the people were ignorant about great portions of God's law. And furthermore, they disobeyed because they observed the priests, and the priests themselves were disobeying God's law. They were ignoring the parts that they did not favor. And so they were setting a bad example of disobedience in regard to the law of God. So naturally, the people who were looking to the priests for leadership decided that they would be safe in doing exactly the same thing. And so both by their corrupted teaching of God's law and their disobedient behavior in regard to God's law, they caused many to stumble. That's the effect of the abandonment of the covenant with Levi. Now, I can't help but ask the question, how many Christians today know very much of the Bible? How many pastors and churches today actually encourage violations of God's word by failing to teach it all and by failing to set an example of obedience before the people? And the priests are judged because of their leadership in this corruption of God's law and its effect upon the people, and they are judged by losing public respect. God is going to cause that to happen. Therefore, we read in verse 9, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people because you have not kept my ways. Contemptible. Instead of being honored, they're going to be held in contempt. They're going to be dishonored. They're going to be considered undesirable. They're not going to be respected. And base, that's a word that means of little value. Base metal is common metal that has little value as opposed to precious metal. God said, I will make you base, common, of little value. People will not regard the priests as having any particular value. And this is a public matter. It's before all the people. And what happens is that the way that the priest regarded God, they didn't honor him. They acted as if they considered him to be base rather than precious and valuable. And the way they regarded God is the way that people ended up regarding them. Now, there are a lot of lessons in this. All preachers ought to recognize that the privilege of being chosen for the service of God, in this case, the Levites, who were chosen for to be set aside for special service to God and made part of the covenant with Levi, had a very great honor, a very great privilege, and as long as they considered it a privilege and acted accordingly, then they were a blessing. They fulfilled the purpose for which they had been chosen. God was honored. The people were blessed. But as soon as they quit considering, quit valuing their God-appointed position as a privilege, rather began to think of it as a drudgery and a duty, then they were no longer effective. In fact, they were just the opposite. They pulled people away from God instead of drew people to him. We who are pastors need to be careful. We need to be careful in our homes. We need to be careful in our conversations that we don't give people the impression that we are just bogged down with drudgery and all kinds of impositions upon us, rather than communicating that we consider the work we have been called to the highest privilege in all the world. That's the way we ought to consider it. And as long as we do, we're going to be greatly blessed by God and greatly used by God. But as soon as we start getting this, oh, I'm so put upon attitude, things begin to change. And our effectiveness is greatly harmed. We've got to resist the sinful desire to claim God's blessings while ignoring his requirements, because God will not be trifled with. We need to understand the critical need for faithful messengers of God's word, and understand the serious consequences that happen when the messengers of God's word are unfaithful, when they are not proclaiming all the truth, when they confuse the truth, when they obscure it, when they muddy it. What happens is they encourage the ungodly to continue in their sins, and they cause the righteous to become confused and discouraged. This section about God's covenant with Levi teaches us that spiritual health depends upon faithful messengers. Our health as individuals depends upon faithful messengers delivering God's word to us. The spiritual health of our homes, likewise. The spiritual health of our communities, likewise. The spiritual health of our churches, likewise. The spiritual health of our nation, likewise, depends upon the faithful preaching of God's word by God's messengers. That's what we need. We don't need a different political leaders or a different party in office. That's not what we need. What we need is a revival of the unadulterated proclamation of God's word. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.